Hello and welcome to the Carnegie Murrumbeena and Surrounds Report. We are in July, wrapping up June 2020. I'm Gary Peer.
And I'm Leo Samuel.
You sure are. Mr. Carnegie, it's all happening out there at the moment, isn't it?
It is, isn't it, Gary?
Plenty going on.
What happening?
And we had a bit of a swap because today I've got a tie, you're casual. I think last time it was the other way around, so a little bit of a wardrobe exchange there.
Why don't I mix it up a little?
That doesn't sound creepy if I say that, does it? Wardrobe exchange. But there's lots happening out there, Leo, and even though it's a quiet time of year, we've got a bit of a captive market because, of course, you're in Victoria, you can't go anywhere, can you?
That's right.
You're lucky just to be able to go anywhere
you
want in Victoria.
And you can escape for Sydney for 10 days.
Well,
but,
I'm not sure. Not sure that they're going to let us do that much longer.
No, what I'm saying is, recently, Gary, you managed to have a little bit of a time away over the Queen's birthday. Very smart of you.
To remain dynamic and effective, I need to take a break, and it's a sacrifice I'm perpetually for the business, you know. I've got a lot of nobility in that respect, I think, Leo. But anyway, it's time for you to have a holiday as well. You need to stay fresh and dynamic. When's your next break planned?
You know what? I've got no idea.
Well, you need to. You need
I'm
to
a 40th in isolation in April. That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
it's all good. But you've got to love
four guests there or five guests there.
Yeah, yeah. So we couldn't
a bit
exceed
of stream
the family.
Issue,
so,
party pies. Yeah. Fair enough. That might have looked like the wrong message. You know, I meant the streamers, you know, nothing else. Let's just talk a little bit about what's going on in the real estate world. Firstly, congratulations on
one year.
It's been 1 year. It's our anniversary since we all got together and joined forces with Thompson's Murrumbeena, who have been there for a long time. And they're still there just with our banner now. And it's great to have them involved. And of course, Anthony Lee, who's run the property management department forever and been a director there forever, has graced us with his presence and, of course, his fantastic skills and involvement. So it's great to have him on board as head of our property management in the Carnegie Murrumbeena and Surrounds. And, of course, David Thompson, again, an iconic figure in real estate, part of the Thompson's family, great auctioneer, great sales agent, and, of course, a great community figure.
It's been a great year. It's been a very interesting year. But, the fact that we opened up and we got two offices in postcode 3163 in Carnegie Murrumbeena, it's been great. And, love having the team working alongside us as united, and it's been fantastic.
Just happened to work out that way, didn't it? If you didn't know us better, you'd think, oh, what a brilliant strategic plan that was for you all to get together. But it just kind of worked out, you know, maybe sitting around the pool at one of the conferences having a chat, and all, before you know it, we're all in business together. Anyway,
words
it's been wonderful.
Action.
And of course, the vast majority of people, you know, also just not only the leaders of the business, but also Dan Dyson, great sales agent, all of the rental people there have been terrific. They're all wonderful. So Aaron, so thank you guys for being part of our operation and joining together with us. It's been a lot of fun, and we've got some wonderful years ahead. And what a year to do it with COVID and bushfires and all sorts of, the election last year. It's been an amazing time, really.
It's been very interesting this year.
People tune in here not to hear us say anything philosophical, because we haven't got that much intelligence to be giving the philosophical messages. But they're here to see what's going on in the world of real estate in Carnegie and Surrounds, and there's plenty going on, isn't there, Leor?
There's been a lot going on, Gary, and, the end of June wrap up today, but, the last couple of months, it hasn't been too bad. A lot of there is still appetite for property, Gary, and we've had some also great results with sales, and it's good to have auctions back on deck as well. Obviously, adhering to COVID restrictions and spacing requirements, but you know what? You got to love a good auction, and we've had a few which we'll cover off shortly.
We have. Now, if I went into realestate.com and looked at the back end and said who has been selling in Carnegie, they've got a sort of an agent ranking there, haven't they?
They very much do.
So how are we ranking there? And people could try this trick. Try it yourself. It's safe to play at home. If you went and checked out realestate.com and you said who's sold in Carnegie, how does a ranking, how are we sitting?
We're sitting at the top, Gary, and we're proud to say the team, we're doing very great things out of the Carnegie region. But Carnegie alone, we've got a real clear head of market share, and we're very proud of that.
Fantastic.
It took a while to get there, but
we
love servicing obviously the area and doing our best for our clients and buyers alike.
Well, of course, we've been in Carnegie a bit longer than that, haven't we? With the office itself opened up how many years ago now?
5 years ago,
it's
last
really
March.
5 years. Gee, time goes fast, isn't it?
It flies.
I mean, you're still a young man. For me, the years they add up, I can tell you now. Anyway, let's talk about what we've been selling, because people want to know what the results are. And I know you've got a list of properties here. We start off with the property in Tranmere, 632 Tranmere Avenue.
So this one was one of the first ones when the gates opened again, where we were allowed to do auctions. Philip strategy stuff there, had a great competitive auction. auction with many bidders competing for this two-bedroom apartment. Ended up selling for $447,500. You've got to love Tranmere Avenue in Carnegie. Great
I'm
pocket.
I'm looking at the range here, 370 to 405. That was the expectation. Yep. So sold for 10% over the range. So some people are thinking, oh, does anything go over the range these days? Well, certainly plenty of properties still are. Arrowwater Street, Carnegie, another property that was expected to sell somewhere in the high sevens, maybe into the eights. But lo and behold,
definitely, Gary. We had a lot of people come through this campaign, and it was a very interesting auction, Gary, because we've been taking registrations for auction, and with relevant spacing requirements, it was the time where we could only have 10. Yep. So we had the witch's house out in the front of the property there, spaced out, and it was quite a good auction, and interesting to see the registered bidders, because as an auctioneer, you sort of knew who was going to bid and who was stopped bidding after that.
Sold for $900,000. It feels a bit weird, doesn't it? Because, you know, it's just our natural reaction as auctioneers and agents, just to invite and welcome everybody, you know, and the more the merrier. You know, it's like, let's make it a big event and big party, and we do it, I think, really well. But here we are now having to say, it's like being doorman at the nightclub. I'm sorry, sir, but you can't come in with those shoes or whatever it might be, which is what they used to say to me. But I've got to say, it's a little bit different, isn't it? Anyway, we're still getting plenty of people to our auctions and plenty of competition.
But that was a great auction, and I think, look, that close to the train station, Arrowwater Street, it backs on back to our car park in the office, but no, it's nestled between the train station and the Spotlight Building and Koonang Road.
Nice location. Horton Road, Oakley. We love Oakley.
Yeah, sold before auction, that one. Gary sold for $960,000. Great. Jared Martin sold that from the office, and he did a great job putting that deal together. But yeah, a great pocket. We love Oakley, don't we, Gary? We were there last Thursday, weren't we?
Absolutely. And that, I mean, I only discovered that recently. I couldn't believe it. It was like, you know, it was like going to a different country. Once you turn into that fantastic strip there, that fantastic mall, all the restaurants
there. Smokers out there at the moment and eating more at the moment, but still eating the cakes, I can assure you.
Absolutely. Hobart Road, Murrumbina, that's
another
one.
That one sold. That was, that investor market. Still love those one bedrooms. And I talked about it last edition, you know, with money being so cheap and term deposits offering, you know, under 1%. Good opportunity to park your money in some of those good one-bedroom apartments.
Absolutely.
Close to all the action that Murrumbina has to
offer.
One
at 35 to 37 Cockerib Road, Carnegie.
I'm proud to sell this one because it's the last one in the subdivision that we managed to sell. And a great auction. We had two bidders going for this one. Sold for a really good client of ours. But a beautiful townhouse. The pick of the bunch being at the front. Sold for $1,385,000 for a brand new townhouse, Gary.
We love England Huntley, Rothschild Street. England Huntley is a terrific address. This was priced between 1.3 and 1.4 and sold for the top of the range, 1.395.
It did. We had four bidders going for this one, close to where I live, so I'm sure the neighbours will be happy in time. But yeah, sold for $1,395,000, a good piece of land with a habitable dwelling.
They haven't heard the noise coming out of your house, clearly, otherwise.
Not as yet.
Well, hopefully a few neighbours have, and they'll be selling as well. We could do with the listings. Let's move on to 27 Willesden Road, Hughesdale. This is an incredible, completely remodeled church. And we're saying in our other show, GPTV, that, you know, if you've got a church in Hughesdale, you'd be crazy not to sell with us.
That's right.
But I'm not sure there's that many of them out there. Tell us about this. Well, the results undisclosed.
Well, the vendors were blessed with the result. Yeah. This one, Gary.
They were indeed.
But no, in terms of last weekend, we had a great wrap. We sold the two most expensive homes in Hughesdale. And Hughesdale is one of those areas, Gary, where there isn't much sort of turnover. It's sort of that micro suburb, they like to call it, to a degree.
Yep.
But this one here, the church conversion, sold for an undisclosed
result. In the high ones somewhere.
But good to see that one sell to a lovely family as well.
I'm not sure these aren't the two highest sales at Hughesdale all year. I reckon they could well be, because the next one is at 210 Poth Road, Hughesdale, which sold for $1,700,000. Interesting story around it too.
Yeah, so that was an interesting story because I had sold that with Jack Slater, subject to finance. And, you know, look, subject to finance nowadays, you got to do them now and then.
Occasionally. But
occasionally it happens. It sold, looked like it was going ahead, fell through, which was a bit frustrating. But, you know, lo and behold, we decided then to auction it. And we put some display furniture in, cranked up the marketing, and Gary, we ended up selling it well above what we originally sold it for. That fell through.
Absolutely. Well, sold for $1,700,000. I don't think it's undisclosed.
Or I've just disclosed it.
I've just talked off. But, you know, interesting and a shame for that person not to get their finance, because it did sell for more, but the vendor did, you know, become the winner once they auctioned it the second time around, I think.
Or? And look, I think it's testament to, you know, Jack Slater works alongside me. With that, you know, look, it's a bit disappointing when a sale falls through, but we were very proactive. We ended up marketing it with furniture and taking it to the next level. And look, second round, new buyers constantly into the market, especially like areas like Hughesdale.
And vendor was very happy, you know, very with the outcome. It was a win for them, certainly. Let's talk about some of the new listings. There's heaps coming up. Well, I should say heaps. There's quite a bit coming up. Wouldn't say heaps because the market's not plentiful with supply.
I'd like to
right
say,
now.
You know, look, I constantly monitor what listings are coming up. And yep. This is traditionally, Gary, the winter months, it's quieter.
Yeah.
But we're proud to say that we've got many opportunities to represent the clients out in the marketplace. Yep. We're very fortunate that.
Also, an interesting time. You know, when you think about people aren't really travelling, you've got much more of a captive market. For better or for worse, you've got more captive market, more people sort of home and able to go out on the weekend and enjoy property.
Just an add to that, it's funny because before this whole COVID, you know, used to meet up with both sellers at the time at their home was always a bit difficult, but everyone seems to be, it's not a problem to go home if these days, if they consent to it, obviously with space and requirements, but
absolutely.
You can get more face-to-face these days, which is great.
Absolutely, no question about it. Let's talk about the Lillingville Road in Ormond, because that comes up for auction this weekend.
That's a single lever villa unit in Ormond. Great pocket near the North Road shops there. Great opportunity for a downsizer as well.
And of course, as we go through, you can see these properties. We're now inside them, which is interesting, isn't it? We're just transforming ourselves inside the homes we're talking about.
Teleporting your way in.
11A Augusta Street in Glen Huntly. Great address.
Yeah, it's a great address. A lovely spot as well near Buran Reserve and the Glen Huntly train station and the shops there. Brand new townhouse there. Had a walk through there the other day with Sally Zellman. Fabulous fit out there. It should go well.
Ma Road is not a great word, not a great street address if you've got a stutter, is it? Ma Road. But, and sorry if I've offended, because you've got to be so careful if I've offended someone with a stutter today, I'm sorry. Ma Road, number 10, is going up on the 18th of July.
It's been in the same family hands for many years, this one. 900 odd square metres of land, beautiful pocket of Murrumbina. Look, very much a habitable home, but the land, money's in the land there, and good opportunity for a lucky buyer.
David Thompson, busy with that one, as mm-hmm. he is. He's giving you the auction orders on that, but he's taking them back on the next listing in Walnut Road, Kandiki. It looks like a great buy.
Well, the buyers are driving him nuts on that one, Gary, being a Walnut there, but we had really good start. Price point, high twos, still a hot price entry point to the Kandiki Murrumbina pocket for one bedrooms, and yeah, should go well as well.
Graham Callan's got a cracker listing in Atkinson Street, Murrumbina. Love this look of home.
Atkinson Street, we love Atkinson Street, Murrumbina. We've sold a lot there recently, and a lovely period home. A good opportunity to get your hands on this one to fix up or live in as is.
Speak to Graham Callan, who is the agent and auctioneer. So we've got three auctioneers in your office at the moment, haven't we?
A couple in training with Phil.
Glen Huntly Road, that is 3 at 1311 Glen Huntly Road, Carnegie. Looks like a cracker listing.
Well, you can see the runoff from our sales with townhouses recently, Gary, yep. And this one here is a lovely brand new townhouse on the corner of Railway Road near the old Carnegie Pools, where I spent a lot of time with my brother Aviv and friends on the water slides.
Yep.
But more of those on property, a brand new townhouse in a lovely, really lovely built, and great accommodation there.
On 2:30 on the 26th of the 7th, we are going to say hello, Newman, as Jerry Seinfeld used to say. Newman Avenue, Carnegie, great looking listing. Jack Slater handling it.
It's pretty special. We did a walkthrough with the team the other day for this offering. Unbelievable in terms of fit out, design. Lovely pocket, Newman Avenue near the left field cafe there as well. But in terms of high end luxury, this is literally unprecedented.
Left field
design
is such a
space.
Popular place, isn't it? It's hard to get in there. Rick, we've got a few quick ones to go through. They're private sales, number 10 at 19 Wickham Road, Hampton East.
Yeah, single level villa unit under 600. This is private sale for 575. If you're looking to park your money in something, you can stretch a bit more than buying an apartment. I reckon you check that one out. Another one, Gary, we should cover off on is 2 Moody Street. That property is now private sale for $899.
Looks like good value to me.
Yeah, look, in terms of offering, it's actually a freestanding home on a subdivided block. So if you're looking for something without an owner's corporation, you should check that one out.
That's a big wrap here on the Carnegie Report, Lior. There's lots going on. We're going to be rolling through. It's now the second half of the year of an interesting year, a year that we've never seen before. But yet people are still buying, people are still selling, and real estate agents are still out there pounding the beat, doing what we do best, which is dealing with buyers and sellers. And of course, if you're Gary Pure Associates, bring you all the news on these fantastic reports. This one, the Carnegie and Murrumbina Report. I'm Gary Pure. We'll see you next time.
And I'm Lior Samuel. Have a fantastic week.